Kids are back at school, but let's catch up with Sam Beckman from Two Bent Rods and find out what went down in the City of Moreton Healthy and Active Program and Kids Fishing Classic. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Deb, and to everybody listening. Well, it has been a very hectic school holidays, that's for sure. We had over 2,000 kids attend our programs and activities, including some we facilitated for the City of Moreton as part of their Active Holidays program. We also had a vacation care group of kids getting outside for a fish at Deception Bay, and one of the kids caught a large long tom. And for those that don't know what it is, this fish is pretty gnarly. It kind of looks like an eel, has a long snout full of razor sharp teeth. And when you catch one, sometimes they do a dance and they leap in the air, and the kids absolutely love it. Unfortunately, this one didn't survive. However, we still put it back in the water. And I said to the kids that nature will take its course. A Brahmi kite came swooping down trying to pick it up, but the long tom was too heavy. And over the next hour, the bird kept coming back and trying. And on the last attempt, just as the kids were leaving, the bird was able to pick it up enough to drop it on the sandbank where it proceeded to eat it. And the kids thought that was amazing. The Queensland Kids Fishing Classic ran again over the holidays, and we had a couple of local winners, including Vivian Jansen in the 8 to 12 years age group, and she won the snapper category. And she entered two fish totaling 1,130 millimetres, and Travis Bailey won the tilapia category in the 13 to 17 year age group. And I always have pest or invasive fish as a target species in any of our competitions. And this is a great segue into talking about tilapia, as I said I would last month. Tilapia were introduced into the Port Douglas area in the 1970s, and since that time they've infested a lot of our rivers and lakes and are known as the cane toad of the waterways. Once they get into a system, they make our native fish and species compete for food and oxygen, and they can also live in a very degraded environment, which some of our natives can't. Even though they are one of the most farmed and eaten fish in the world, they have devastating impacts on our native species and our ecosystem. The rules can get a little bit confusing. If you catch a tilapia or a carp, it's illegal to put it back in the water, illegal to use as bait, illegal to take home, and illegal to consume. Now, the confusing part is you can purchase them in fish markets or at some restaurants, and this is because the fish have been imported while frozen. It does create a bit of uncertainty of what to do when you catch one.
Wow, sounds like tilapia is a real pest. Sam, let's have a quick song break, and then we'll be back with what you do when you catch tilapia straight after this. We're with Sam Beckman from Two Bent Rods. Back to you, Sam.
Awesome. So what do you do when you catch tilapia? You need to dispatch or euthanise them as humanely as possible. Even though they are a pest, they are still a living creature, so we need to treat them properly. So the quickest way is to use a brain spike or a knife to the brain, which is just above the eye. And once this is done, they are to be either buried above the high tide mark or put in the bin. At Two Bent Rods, we regularly run pest or invasive fishing competitions, sometimes partnering with other groups to make it happen. And they're great community events where everyone comes together for a bit of fun and to help their local waterway. There's a couple of different baits you can use, the main one being worms. You can either purchase them, they're normally night crawlers, or you can dig earthworms and use them. Others use bread, and they can even be caught on lures. There's a few different rigs that you can use, which is the way you set up your rod. Some people use no weights, others use weights or sinkers. Others use floats. Some people go nest hopping. Tilapia are a relatively easy fish to catch and are great for beginners. So if you're looking to go for a fish close to home, or the weather isn't great for going on a boat, check out your local waterways, as more than likely there will be tilapia in them. If you'd like to learn more about them in a fun way, I wrote and self-published a children's book called Lily and the Tilly, and it's available on the Two Bent Rods website. And keep an eye out for more programs coming up through the Healthy and Active Moreton program. We'll be at Deception Bay on Saturday the 1st of November, and there's still a couple of tickets left. And that's all from me. I hope to see you out fishing.
And that's a wrap from Sam Beckman, Two Bent Rods, leader in women's recreational fishing and City of Moreton Healthy and Active Program. Thanks for joining us and keeping our community connected. And remember, if you're keen to get your little nippers off the screens and out in nature, making new friends and learning new skills, sign them up to the Healthy and Active Program of the Kids Fishing Classic. Catch all that news again on 1015fm.com.au and search podcasts.